From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Obama sent federal officials to Tennessee today. They are assessing damage from the historic rainfall and widespread flooding that have killed 19 people in the state. The waters have leveled off, but concern is growing over a drinking water system on life support and the fire hazard posed by thousands of flooded and vacant homes. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports.
The Cumberland River continues to threaten lives after weekend rains dropped nearly 14 inches over the Nashville area. Six firemen dressed in life jackets haul their red rescue raft back into the water at Pennington Bend near the flooded Opryland Hotel. In this riverside neighborhood, rescue teams hauled people out of their houses Sunday night when the river was on the rise. Mike Culberson tells the men the water is still dangerous.
Remember, you've got the green boxes and they're still hot.
All right.
There's still some folks living in their houses. Don't know when the water's going down, but you cannot make them come out.
Culberson says people don't think about the heightened risk of house fires in a flood. One scenario, a gas can empties in a garage near a water heater.
Fumes build up in an enclosed garage. Pilot light comes on. Woof. I've seen it blow garage doors from here to that boat.
So far, the floodwaters have been the killer, sweeping cars off roads and drowning people in their homes. The Cumberland River submerged many downtown Nashville landmarks yesterday, such as the Skirmerhorn Symphony Center and the Country Music Hall of Fame. As a precaution, power has been shut off to many downtown buildings. People are still not allowed anywhere near a three-mile-long levee that protects a business park known as Metro Center. Police officers are still turning everyone around who tries to enter.
They ain't gonna be open no time soon.
Not until it's safe to enter.
Even business owners are turned away. Rebecca Wisner is a contractor for FedEx, whose truck is parked behind the leaking levee. With damage estimates starting out in the billions of dollars, Wisner says the stoppage of her shipping business is a small price, but it won't be if the levee gives way.
If this breaks, it's definitely going to be more than minor.
Engineers continue to monitor the leaking and continue to keep everyone out for fear of a catastrophic failure. Also at risk of failure is the city's water system, which only has two water treatment plants. One of them is underwater. Department Chief Scott Potter says it's impossible to say when it could be revived.
Most of the facilities are underwater. So once we get the floodwaters down and we can get into a physical inspection, we'll have a better idea.
The city has asked its 600,000 residents to cut their water use by half, telling them to limit showers, laundry, even flushing the toilet to keep the system from running dry. So all the water that swamped Tennessee could leave hundreds of thousands without it. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.